You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. In the past year, Oakland has seen a string of high-profile fires. 36 people died at the Ghost Ship fire in Fruitvale in December. There were arsons at construction sites, one east of Lake Merritt and another on the Emeryville border. And there was the huge construction fire in July downtown. Plus, there have been a string of fires at homeless encampments across the city. Then there was the fire at an apartment building in West Oakland on the morning of March 27th. Four people died and nearly 100 lost their homes. For many of the residents, this was one of the few places they could live. And 6 months on, they've had trouble finding stability. KALW's economics reporter Jeremy Dalmas wanted to find out what happened.
Richard Double R. Myers wasn't home at 2551 San Pablo when it burned down.
I was with my girlfriend who's pregnant. She's 5 months pregnant now.
They were at a hotel in Fairfield that night, halfway between Oakland and where she lives in Sacramento.
I was channel surfing and hit a local news, and something caught my eye on the local news about a fire in Oakland, and I started nudging my girl. I said, babe, that's my place.
When Myers arrived back in Oakland, he was homeless. 6 months on, he's still bouncing between hotel rooms and his grandmother's home. Myers had helped out around 2551 San Pablo and interacted with most of the residents, including Ed Warren Anderson, a deacon who was one of the four casualties.
Whenever you see him, he's always willing to help, always had a smile. That's gone. You know, that man's underground now, you know what I'm saying, because of somebody's neglect, you know, and they need to pay for that.
The San Pablo fire, as it's often called, was just one in a string of recent fires that made the news. In Oakland, in San Francisco's Mission District, and at homeless encampments in both cities. Stats don't show that there have been more fires in either city in recent years, but Oakland city officials do say that the housing crisis makes it harder to keep buildings safe. Renters are afraid of bringing up code issues because they can't afford to move. Jonas Strauss, the executive director of the Oakland Warehouse Coalition, sees a connection between all of these fires. Poor people are being pushed into unsafe conditions.
When you look at the folks at the Ghost Ship, I mean, these were universally low-income folks. This is like, look, I mean, this is poor people being killed.
Strauss did a lot of organizing after the Ghost Ship fire, and after a fire burned down his own home in 2015.
People get pushed out of their traditional living situations. They don't have anywhere to go. They end up in buildings such as this.
I'm in front of 2551 San Pablo right now. And even though the fire was 6 months ago, it looks like it burned down last week. You can still see someone's blanket hanging out the window. The fire started in a unit whose power had been shut off, which was common in this building. The person living in that apartment was using a candle on a styrofoam plate for light, and that was what ignited the fire. Even though this building had had numerous city inspections, including three in the months before the fire, it was a wreck.
It had full-grown rats and roaches by the time of that fire. Bed bugs. It was an accident waiting to happen.
Ceilings were caving in, and there was mold. Inspectors had noted this address as a known fire hazard. Just 3 days before the fire, they had walked through here with the owner and told him to immediately fix the sprinkler system and the fire system and to clear the hallways. Regardless of these inspections, this building still burned down. For resident Richard Myers, while it wasn't healthy, this is one of the few places he could stay. After working full-time with a multi-hour commute, he could still barely afford his $300 in rent.
They basically didn't require a down deposit to house you. And you're talking about there were times when I couldn't pay the full $300.
Like the Ghost Ship, since this fire, residents have scattered. Some are in jail, one has since died. It's really hard to know for certain, but Strauss guesses about a third have found their own housing locally. Another third have had to move in with their family or leave the state, and a final third are like Richard Myers, here but still without a home, even living on the street.
Some people are actually in tents in one of the many burgeoning encampments in West Oakland, such as Northgate, such as Sycamore, such as Wood Street. You know, there's one person on my list who I know, if I need to get in touch with her, I have to go to this encampment at this particular place to go find her.
But there's at least one huge difference between the Ghost Ship Fire and the San Pablo Fire. Fundraising. The people who lived in Myers' building had especially few resources. While the people who lived at Ghost Ship were not necessarily well off, they did get support, both from their social networks and a sympathetic public. After Ghost Ship, where 36 people died and around 20 were displaced, over $2 million worth of donations poured in. After the San Pablo fire, which saw 4 people die and over 100 people lose their homes, a series of fundraisers brought in a little over $100,000. That's 20 times less. It can be hard to monetize or compare tragedies in this way, but Strauss, who personally started fundraisers for both fires right after each happened, sees an imbalance.
I think of the two significant disastrous events as really on the same level. The lack of fundraisers and the lack of support for these folks in the long run is heavily indicative of endemic racism, and there's no other way around it.
Fire victim Richard Double R. Myers agrees.
It has a lot to do with race, that the majority of the people that lived in that building were Black. Specifically, African-American families.
He points to a fundraiser he started for himself as an example.
I set up a GoFundMe page and only raised $90.
Other residents only raised $20 or $65 online. But individual victims of the Ghost Ship Fire were able to raise $20,000 or $30,000 apiece. Victims of the San Pablo Fire did get around $9,000 each directly from the city of Oakland. Money that the landlord, Keith Kim, is required to reimburse, but hasn't yet. Landlords are legally responsible for paying relocation funds when their property becomes uninhabitable. But Strauss says a lot of residents burnt through that money paying for hotel rooms because they had nowhere else to go. Six months after his home was destroyed, Myers blames the city for the fire.
The city came through a few times. And if they came through a few times and that place wasn't right, then they should have done something about it. They should have enforced their codes.
He also blames his former landlord.
You mean to tell me you had a multiple unit building that didn't have smoke detectors in it, didn't have fire extinguishers ready to use to try to put out a fire that probably could have been put out, and lives were lost? Oh yeah.
Myers is currently suing the landlord, as well as the three low-income housing providers that were middlemen between the landlord and many of the residents. His lawsuit is one of a half dozen from many different residents of the building. But he's still without stable housing. There's just nowhere that's affordable for him and his partner to move in together.
Now that I have a baby on the way, again, that pressure is there to try to get something to go right.
Remember how he could barely pay $300 a month to live at 2551 San Pablo? If you haven't looked recently, a one-bedroom in Oakland currently goes for around $2,000. Their first child is due in a couple months. For Cross Currents, I'm Jeremy Dalmas.